Antarctica is a mysterious and resilient continent that is often forgotten by virtue of its geographical location. Indeed, the Antarctic is remote and desolate. Nevertheless, an understanding of this continent is critical to our comprehension of the world as a global community. For this reason, the southernmost continent has been the source of a great deal of scientific investigation. Scientists who have explored this barren land have come from around the world. In 1907, Ernest Shackleton led one of the first expeditions in this area. One of the groups under his supervision was the first to summit Mount Erebus. Shackleton and three other members of his team made several records in the three-month period from December 1908 to February 1909. They were the first human beings to travel across the Trans-Antarctic mountain range, as well as the first to reach the South Polar Plateau. In December 1911, Roald Amundsen, a Norwegian explorer, was the first to reach the geographic South Pole, having journeyed by the Bay of Whales and the Axel Heiberg Glacier. Richard Evelyn Byrd also led several explorations of the Antarctic by air throughout the 1930s and 1940s. He then implemented land transport and conducted biological and geographical studies. Later, on October 31, 1956, an expedition led by Rear Admiral George Dufek of the United States Navy successfully landed an airplane on the continent. In addition, much notable recent research has come from America and Great Britain. The British Antarctic Survey, sponsored by the Natural Environment Research Council of the United Kingdom, and the United States Antarctic Resource Center, a collaboration of the United States Geographical Survey Mapping Division and the National Science Foundation, are currently forerunners in the burgeoning field of research in this area. This corpus of research has resulted in an abundance of factual data on the Antarctic. For example, we now know that more than 99% of the land is completely covered by snow and ice, making Antarctica the coldest continent on this planet. This inhospitable climate has, not surprisingly, brought about the adaptation of a plethora of plants and biological organisms present on the continent. An investigation into the sedimentary geological formations provides testimony to the process of adaptation. Sediments recovered from the bottom of Antarctic lakes, as well as bacteria discovered in ice, have revealed the history of climate change over the past 10,000 years. Containing nearly 70% of the world's fresh water supply, Antarctica plays a crucial role in the world's ecosphere. Therefore, the Antarctic is also a key factor in current global climate change. On its surface, it possesses a 4-kilometer-thick ice sheet. This mammoth sheet of ice atrophies because of year-round melting at its base, as well as the loss of ice due to the formation of icebergs. However, the ice sheet is also perpetually replenished by snowfall and frost. At present, two methodologies are employed to measure the size of the ice sheet. The first is the accumulation method, by which the difference between the loss of ice and the accumulation of new precipitation is calculated. The second technique, known as the direct measurement approach, involves the use of satellites to determine whether the ice sheet is growing thicker. Yet, unfortunately, both methods have a rather large potential for error. The measurement of the ice sheet is of paramount importance because scientists fear that the melting of a large amount of the ice sheet may occur as a result of global warming. Some believe that human beings are directly responsible for any potential ecological catastrophe, pointing to their excessive reliance on fossil fuels for domestic use and transportation. On the other hand, some assert that natural causes also have a part to play in the debacle, especially volcanic eruptions. While there are some uncertainties about the phenomenon of global warming, it is indisputable that the current rate of sea level change is unprecedented. The melting of the ice sheet, of course, inevitably leads to a dramatic rise in sea levels. Recent research suggests that the greenhouse effect, a term used to describe the causes of global warming, has already caused the oceans to raise 10 to 20 centimeters. Computer models are currently being used to predict the probability of further sea level increases, but many scientists fear that even with a small sea level rise, certain nations and cultures that have existed for millennia will be destroyed.